I'll first say that traditional inbound SEO-driven marketing is dying because of the rise of AI-generated answers that are shifting people away from the old way that a lot of organic free leads were driven, which was through Google search. So what do you do instead? Instead of taking the 2010 HubSpot approach of inbound marketing, we like to use the 2025 approach, which is to actually utilize AI and build an ABM lead list, and then show ads to those exact same people that you're messaging.
I'm Jonathan Gandolf, and welcome to the Content Cocktail Hour, powered by Audience Plus. Our mission is to shake out the deepest secrets of B2B marketing professionals and stir up fresh conversation, all to help you connect your brand with the right audience at the right time. Let's raise a glass. Welcome back to the Content Cocktail Hour. Jonathan Gandolf here, co-founder and CEO of Audience Plus. This is going to be a really fun episode today. I'm thrilled to be joined by Ryan Allis. If you're not familiar with Ryan, we'll dig into his background, but a founder, a successful founder and entrepreneur in the SaaS space now, building a really cool community that's leaning into content. So we're going to talk all about that today. But Ryan, before I ramble too much or get too excited about the conversation, in your own words, tell us a little bit about your background and what you're working on now.
Yeah, sure thing. I'm building a community for software entrepreneurs and CEOs called SaaSrise. And my background is building SaaS companies. When I was 18, I started iContact, which is an email marketing software provider back in 2002, 23 years ago. So even though I'm 40 years old now, I've been in SaaS for 23 years. And we built that company up to $50 million in ARR, sold it for $170 million in 2012 to a public company. The last 10 years, I've been coaching CEOs in B2B SaaS with fundraising, exiting, having 9- and 10-figure exits, building up sales and marketing engines. And now I run this community of over 500 SaaS CEOs called SaaSrise.
It's fascinating. I didn't share this ahead of time, but I was at Exact Target in the 2000-aughts and early 2010s. So intimately familiar with the email marketing space, a big fan of what you've built and big fan of your story. And thank you for taking the time today. We're going to dig into all things SaaSrise and what you're working on now. But before we do that, Ryan, this is the Content Cocktail Hour. We ask all of our guests, what are you enjoying drinking nowadays?
Well, it's spring break right now, which means my 3-year-old son's on spring break because they don't do preschool during spring break. So today I'm drinking a Red Bull. You can see that, which is rare for me. Normally I drink water and green tea, but today is Red Bull Day.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. I can respect that. Well, okay, Ryan, so this is a bit of a fun conversation. This recording, this meeting actually came out of I just cold replied to an email I got from the SaaSrise community. The subject line was creating a B2B content machine, which obviously captured my attention, knowing what we're building at Audience Plus. And then somewhere in the, you know, above the fold of the email, you said, here at SaaSrise, we give away really helpful content every week. It's our entire marketing strategy. We've grown SaaSrise from 0 to 4 million in 18 months. I love this. We see on our platform, we've got 1 million resources in our library. We get to analyze all the data and engagement from our 100,000 users. Templates and toolkits outperform any other content marketing format on our platform by a factor of 3.2x. And that's the coaching we're always giving our customers. Give away what you know, especially in this era of AI when things that aren't helpful are really easily replicated. So maybe let's just start there. Can you tell us about the content strategy at SaaSrise and this ability to give away really helpful content every week?
Absolutely. Well, I'll first say that traditional inbound SEO-driven marketing is dying because of the rise of AI-generated answers that are shifting people away from the old way that a lot of organic free leads were driven, which was through Google search. I've been doing SEO for 25 years now, back into 1998, and it's amazing what's happening in 2025. About 70% of HubSpot's traffic has declined. You can tell this from SEMrush. And why? It's because this long tail inbound traffic that was driven by Google search is declining as people use Google Gemini search summaries, ChatGPT, Perplexity. And in a world where AI gives you answers instead of web pages, it's just going to dry up a lot of leads. And so what do you do instead? Well, if you're a B2B marketer, you need another way to reach your target audience. And instead of taking the 2010 HubSpot approach of inbound marketing, no offense, it was modern 15 years ago, but not anymore. We like to use the 2025 approach, which is to actually utilize AI and build an ABM lead list, personalize the outbound emails that are going to that ABM lead list, and then show ads to those exact same people that you're messaging. And it's a way that you can make your brand omnipresent in front of your target audience. And the linchpin of the whole thing is putting out a great piece of content once a week.
Let's start there. Well, actually, let's start before the great content. You mentioned building the list. It sounds very simple, very basic in practice, but in execution, I feel like it's very complex. Building the right size list that's not too broad, but not too specific, the right level of individual at the right type of company. Can you tell us a little bit about how you went about building your list even before creating the great content?
Well, I think everybody who's listening right now needs to know what the acronym ABM stands for. It stands for account-based marketing, and it is a way where the very first step is to determine who is in your ICP, your ideal client persona. Once you understand the job titles, the locations, the geography, the industries of your ICP, then you simply build a list of everybody in your target market. How do you do that? Use tools like Apollo, ListKit, ZoomInfo, Instantly. There's 25 others. And you build a list that used to be very expensive. You used to pay 20 cents a record. Now you can get it at less than 2 cents a record. And so you can go out and go get 100,000 people who are cold, people you don't know, but are in your target market and likely to get value from your content. You can build a list of them for about $1,000 for 100,000 records, a penny a record. And because of that, if you start sending them valuable content that actually is relevant to them and actually helps them, right? Not spam that nobody wants, but actually valuable, useful content like I did to you that actually benefits you and gets your attention. Then you start getting their awareness. And over the course of a few months, you'll layer in your matched audience ads so that you're seeing SaaS Rides ads everywhere. And then suddenly 4 months from now, you're going to sign up for our membership. And 8 months from now, you're going to sign up for our course. And then suddenly you're an evangelizer instead of a stranger. So that's the big picture. In terms of the targeting, you just got to make sure the targeting is right. And by that, I mean, you got to get the job titles right. You got to get the people who are most likely to buy. You know, for us, our target market's real tight. It's just SaaS CEOs and founders with at least $1 million in revenue per year. And that's it. No public companies. So it's between $1 million and $100 million in revenue, between say 5 and 500 employees. That's our target market. So all we have to do is build a list of all of those people and then use tools like Instantly or Apollo or Reply.io or Outreach or SalesLoft to reach out to those people and then take the people that start engaging, clicking, downloading our content, and those become our warm leads at that point.
I think we as marketers, myself included, we get so enamored with the content we're creating, we skip that step so often of knowing exactly who we're creating for. So I love that that's kind of the first step that you and the team have taken of creating the B2B content machine. Now, what you said next is creating great content. And I'm really curious, you know, so many folks have historically maybe been judged on quantity of content. You mentioned the SEO playbook. People literally publishing hundreds, if not thousands, of SEO pages. That's changed. But how do you define great content or valuable content? Like, what is the bar that you've set internally for knowing, okay, this is worthy of that great content that we're going to distribute? Is that qualitative, a gut check, or is there something quantitative you're measuring? What makes great content in your world?
Great content is simply content that is worth the time of the recipient to read it by a factor of 10. You know, if it costs them 2 minutes to read it, you know, you've given them $500 of value from that message. And so the other way to look at it is when people start replying to your emails, you know, maybe a cold email, maybe they don't know you, maybe you're reaching out to them cold and they start replying and saying, wow, that content was so valuable, I would have paid for it. That's when you know you're doing it well.
I love that. What made you and the team kind of think, you mentioned this is your entire content or your entire marketing strategy. You mentioned SEO not working. It sounds like you are doing some advertising though. So it's a complex content marketing effort that you're doing, or at least a coordinated content marketing effort that you're doing. I'm sure there are other things you could be doing. You could be going to events where these folks are at. You could be advertising, could be your lead that you're coordinating everything around. What made you select and feel like that you knew with a high degree of confidence, content can take you from 0 to 4 million, 5 million, 10 million and plus as you're building SaaS Rise?
I just started doing it and then I started seeing the results. You know, trade shows take time, energy, money. You got. I'm a dad. I have a 3-year-old boy. We've got another baby on the way. I don't have time to go to physical trade shows. You know, I don't want to spend $20,000 to go to a single trade show where I might get 7 leads. I can send out an email and get 200 leads in an afternoon. So I'm going to do that without having to get on a plane. And so that is our strategy. I like writing. I've written a couple books. It's fun for me. You know, even if you don't like writing, you can just record yourself talking on podcasts like this or on Zoom with your assistant and turn that transcript into great content using ChatGPT. You put in the transcript of you talking, giving advice. You put in the transcript of customer interviews. You turn that into an output of a great piece of content.
You mentioned in that email and kind of in this playbook, which we'll have in the show notes, I encourage everyone to go check out, spending 3 hours creating content, which I think is it's a significant amount of time. And I think a lot of marketers end up stuck on this content creation treadmill, hamster wheel, whatever you want to say, where it's like you create content and then you send it to social, you send it to your newsletter. Maybe you pay to advertise it. Maybe you enable the internal team. And then we're immediately on to creating the next piece of content. We're not spending as much time on distribution, which you mentioned mastering distribution is kind of the next step of this process. You've got your channels. I'm curious though, when you say you spend 3 hours on content creation, how does that balance? How much time do you spend actually distributing the great content that you're creating?
Oh, about 5 minutes. I just click send on our email tool. You know, once I click send, that message needs to go places, right? And so in terms of like my flow per week, I spend 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Mondays just writing and distributing content. And I did an MBA. I went to Harvard Business School and we would do exams and we would be given exactly 3 hours to do these exams. And we would have our laptop and we couldn't be on the internet and they would give us the prompt and we would have 180 minutes to just write the answer to whatever the essay question was. And we'd always output about 8 to 12 pages of written content in that 3 hours. So I'm just used to writing 3 hours under pressure, and I can produce 8 to 12 pages of great content in 3 hours. And so basically I'll spend 2 hours writing content, and then I'll spend an hour formatting it, adding images and sending it out, and such that by the end of the 3 hours, I've got a great 3,000 word, 5-6 page piece of content that has images, that has slides, that looks nice, that I sent out. I wrote that whole article that you saw on the B2B content machine within that 3 hour block, and I sent it out to our 250,000 person email list.
Okay, so you've got the email list, but I know there are also other channels you're activating. You mentioned doing outreach. You mentioned maybe old school SEO dying or at least changing a lot. It feels like outbound is the other channel right now or other tactic right now that marketers, thought leaders love saying is dying, is going away. I'm curious from your perspective, as you've seen this change in SEO, is that kind of parallel path of outbound and the impact of AI similar where this traditional SDR motion that we all had built into our business is going away, or is it just changing, or how are you approaching that channel? What's your perspective there?
I think outbound's fantastic. It's working very well for us, but we don't do the old outbound. We do the new outbound. I call it outbound 2.0, and it's AI personalized outbound where every single message is written by Claude, the AI, Gen AI tool from Anthropic, to base on the person's LinkedIn profile and description. And so we'll do 30 to 60,000 of these a month now, where we'll send out a cold email sequence using Instantly to our cold leads that don't know us, inviting them to join our community. We'll be getting 10 to 15% click rates on these cold emails, not open rates, click rates on these cold emails. And that's been working very well for us. We'll use a tool called Clay to do that. Clay will then, you pull in the Claude API, it'll write the message, 1-2-liner, very specific and bespoke to that person's LinkedIn headline, description, and website. It'll be very pithy, eye-opening, casual, and yet very relevantly specific to that person. We'll do a customized subject line, a customized PS line. Before you know it, you're getting 10 to 15% click rates on cold emails that then get our brand out there. And then we take the people that engage, and then we'll keep following up with them.
You've got this like dialed in. How long did it take you to get to this point where you feel like you're clicking on all cylinders?
In one way, like 40 years, you know. In another way, 23 years. I started doing, you know, web design in 98, which was 27 years ago. So that's my career. What I will really say, though, is about 18 months. I would say that our system of AI personalized emails wasn't possible in 2023 when we started. It's only been possible the last 4 or 5 months to do it at quality and at scale. And so what we're seeing is if you do regular templated sort of cookie cutter cold email, you get about 1% reply rates, about 1% click rates. But if you do AI personalized emails and you do it right, you can get 15x the results. And that's working for us quite well.
I love that. And the other thing that I think is underlying kind of everything you've laid out to this point, and you laid it out in that email as well, is you're tracking and monitoring everything, which I think, again, is one of those things we get focused on this creation kind of treadmill, and we're just creating content. We're not doing a good job as marketers of tracking content. So what are you tracking kind of across your entire marketing strategy that is content led?
Yeah, I think I track the obvious stuff. I spend an hour a month putting in my KPIs. It's the first day of the month for the prior month. And, you know, I like to add up 5 different numbers to create the total content impressions. So I track the number of ad impressions across our various ad networks, which are Meta, LinkedIn, Google Display, Google Search, and Bing and AdRoll, those networks. I track the number of email opens. I don't care about how many sends. I care about how many get opened. I care about the number of LinkedIn impressions. I care about the number of website views and the number of video views. And so I add up those 5 numbers: ad impressions, email opens, LinkedIn impressions, website views, and video views. And then I come up with a number that's simply the content impressions for that month. And if you're in B2B, which we are, and you've got a total addressable market of about 400,000 people, which we do, if you're getting 2 million impressions a month, that means that an average person in your target market is seeing your content 5, maybe 10 times a month. And that's what our target is. We're trying to get our content in front of our target market 5 to 10 times a month via blog, via email, via ads, via cold email, via video, via our website. So that's what we track. We'll track a whole bunch of other things. Like, you know, I've got probably 65 different KPIs I track. Actually, looking at it right now, I have 105 different KPIs that I track. And that's been useful. And I spend an hour a month just adding in the numbers. And then we track it. We talk about it with our management team. But those are the key 5 content numbers I track.
That's awesome. And then how does this all play out on LinkedIn? That seems to be the emerging channel where so many people are spending time right now. There's a lot of noise there. There's a lot of value there. How are you taking the content, maybe the traditional content, whether it's email, written, video, podcast, and how are you applying this into the LinkedIn space?
Well, you know, most people are doing LinkedIn wrong. Most people are just doing paid ads on LinkedIn, and they're finding that they're very, very expensive. You know, there's a joke going around, a meme on Instagram of the guy that spent $3,400 to get one lead on LinkedIn, and it's not that far off from reality. I see CPMs routinely in B2B above $200 cost per 1,000 impressions on LinkedIn. Now, that's for image ads. Don't do image ads on LinkedIn. They're basically worthless. Maybe a little retargeting, but that's about it. What we do instead on LinkedIn is something called thought leader ads. And it's your organic content, the same content that you just posted to your blog, you posted to your email, condensed to be the limit of the organic post length, which is 3,000 characters or about 500 words, about one page of content. You can just put your article into ChatGPT and say, hey, reformat for LinkedIn to be 3,000 characters. And boom, 30 seconds later, you have it. You paste it in. And then you take your content and you basically turn it into short LinkedIn posts. And then you pay $50 to $100 to boost your LinkedIn posts to your matched audience. Your matched audience is your ABM lead list uploaded as a CSV file on LinkedIn. Now, that's going to get you $35, $40 CPMs, 1/6, 1/5 the cost of what you'd pay normally on LinkedIn for the same people to see your ads. The key is to not go for the click. You go for the impression, the engagement, the comments, so that people are aware of your brand. You're not trying to close them on the day one. You're not asking them to get married or do a demo on the first content. You're asking them to be aware of who you are. And then when they're interested, they'll just go directly to your website.
And you're measuring it all, so you know where to double down and what's working and not working. I love that. Okay, so we've hammered this kind of playbook. I love it. We'll link to it in the show notes. Everybody go check it out. I'm going to zoom out a little bit. You work with hundreds of founders, if not thousands of founders, maybe across kind of the community that you work with. What are some themes that you're seeing right now for other founders in the community?
Well, we have two communities. We have the SaaSrise community for software CEOs. We have the GrowthRise community for B2B sales and marketing leaders. We have two communities. We just launched GrowthRise a couple weeks ago. And in SaaSrise, we have 500 members. In GrowthRise, we just launched, we have 100 members. And in both communities, we're helping these companies implement the B2B growth system, which is the content machine, plus the ads, plus the outbound, plus the ABM lead list. We do these weekly masterminds, Slack channel, WhatsApp channel, et cetera. And once we help them grow their revenue, whether they're at 3 million and they want to go to 30 million, or whether they're at 30 and they want to go to 50, once we help them implement the system, which produces predictable qualified leads, then we help them actually prepare to either raise capital or exit their business, get in touch with the right investment banks and M&A advisors, the right venture funds if they want, and actually have a successful result for the company. So that's basically the two. There's three steps. Is step one, join the community. Step two, grow your revenue. Step three, sell your business. And that's what we help all our companies and our communities do.
That's fascinating. It's such a cool concept, cool community. Yeah, kind of peer network that you're building as well. I love it all. Ryan, we always ask all of our guests, what's an unpopular opinion that you have as it pertains to B2B sales and marketing?
I would just say this. I think inbound is dying. It's not dead. It's still useful, but it's not going to drive a lot of free leads like it did 5 or 10 years ago. And I would say that outbound is more powerful than ever. And if your annual contract value is at least $1,000, you're getting at least $80 or $90 a month per customer and up, then outbound done right, AI personalized with an ABM lead list, can make you a lot of money. It's how we get 80, 90% of our customers. Ads influence the lead prospecting cycle. The ads influence the sales cycle. They help us close more. But where the prospect hears about us for the first time is 80 to 90% of these AI personalized outbound outreach emails, which are just invitations to join our community. So AI personalized outbound is not only growing, I think it's going to grow very quickly for the next 2 or 3 years. I think it's going to become very obvious to most people that most of the cold emails are AI written 24 months from now. But there's this really nice window over the next 18 to 24 months, 2025 and 2026, when AI personalized emails, especially in niche verticals that are maybe not as understanding of AI, are going to work extremely well to drive business results. So I would call 2025 the year of the AI written email.
Quick follow-up question to maybe all of this, but specifically some of what you were saying there. Between tooling, kind of credit usage, ad budget, how much budget is needed to stand up a program like this?
Not that much. We use an agency called GetKen.ai. It's run by an 18-year-old out of Moldova. You know, I used to be that guy. Now it's Christian Frunze, who's our GetKen.ai guy. He does it for us for $2,500 a month. It's a fully outsourced service, $2,500 a month plus a small per member performance fee we pay. We're maybe paying him $3,000 a month to generate a whole bunch of leads for us. It's really great. You could do it yourself for $1,000 a month if you really wanted to do it all yourself.
That's fascinating. Well, I appreciate all of the insight today, Ryan. If people want to learn more about GrowthRise, SaaSrise, or just learn more from you, what's the best way to do that?
Just go to our websites, growthrise.com if you're a B2B sales or marketing leader, and SaaSrise.com if you're a SaaS CEO or founder.
Awesome. We'll get all those links in the show notes. Ryan, thanks again for joining us today. We'll let you get back to the Red Bull and chasing the kiddos around on spring break. Until next time, to all of our watchers, all of our listeners, same time, same place. Cheers. Thank you for joining the Content Cocktail Hour powered by Audience Plus. If you want to see more episodes or more resources curated for your role, join us at audienceplus.com. See you next time. Same time, same place. Cheers.